Welcome. This is John Martinka, and this is an educational version in our Getting the Deal Done podcast series. And today we're going to talk about the reasons why to consider growth by acquisition. And as it says in the title of my book, it's because it makes dollars and sense, and sense being S-E-N-S-E. So, let's go over the top 10 reasons. There are actually 19 in the book. We'll go over the top 10. But the first seven are in alphabetical order, and I call them the cake. The last three are the icing because they are sweet and special. First, and again, in alphabetical order, acquire great talent. I think back to many years ago when I had two clients, Dave and Danny, both in the distribution business, both in Los Angeles, and both wanting to buy a company to get the employees, salespeople in particular, because it was then, and it is now, hard to find good salespeople. I have another client, John, who made a couple of the acquisitions that we worked on together were specifically to get salespeople. Next, reduce dependencies. Now, if you've watched or listened to other of these podcasts or read my materials, you know I am big on how dependencies can lower the value of a business. The dependency on an owner being the most critical, but also on customers and also on employees. And when it comes to employees, Kevin Katona with Dayco in Kent, Washington, told me after they had made an acquisition, and it was, look, if you got 10 employees and you lose one, you're in trouble. You got 50 or 60 employees, you lose one, it's not that big a deal. You reduce the dependencies, and the same thing can be applied to spreading out the customer base. Diversifying your product offerings. More products to the same distribution channels. My friend and past client, Jim Cragen, with Randolph Labs in the Hudson Valley of New York, has made a number of acquisitions. I helped him on the first one. They sell over-the-counter pharmaceutical products. They sell sting relief products, a sleep aid, and he bought a company called Balmax, which has ointments. Same processes of getting it made and packaged, and then same distribution channels. And of course, he picked up a few new distribution channels he can work on getting his other products into. Location, location, location. A good friend of mine is Rick Locke. He owns Windows, Doors, and More in Seattle. And Rick bought Montana Sash and Door a number of years ago, similar products, a different market out of Bozeman with offices in Coeur d'Alene, Kalispell, and now also Jackson, Wyoming. He has some great locations and he has more diverse customer base. Another one of my clients bought a facility, a company in North Carolina because that's a hub for his business. It's a big area for what they do. Make a competitor go away. So one of my repeating stories in this book and in my other books is about my friend Fred Barkman. He owns Spectra Laboratories Environmental Testing in Tacoma. And he bought a second lab in Paulsbo. And then a little later bought what I call the annoying little competitor in the middle. And actually, we're working on a fourth acquisition right now. Spread out the overhead over higher volume. And you buy a company, you say you double your sales volume, you're probably not going to double your overhead. Simple example. If you have three accounting people and the other company has two accounting people, there's a good chance you won't need all five of them afterwards, that the same work can be done with three or four, given the advances in technology. And then the last of these first seven is synergies. They are so important when you're growing by acquisition. And Fred, again, is a great example. When he bought his second lab, it was primarily a clean testing laboratory drinking water, which he's expanded into food products. His original lab is primarily contaminants, groundwater, soils, things of that nature. He now has a lab that specializes in each, which makes the turnover of products a lot easier. He was able to hire a controller, not a bookkeeper. Those are synergies. So let's get to the top three. I call them the icing. Getting more customers, that's the big one. It's growth, it's everything. I've worked with many companies, and really what they want are the customers, buying a customer list. In many situations, they haven't had to increase staff very much to handle those extra customers. Next, be able to say, yes, we can, so that when it comes time for you to exit, you can go to a strategic buyer and say, we have experience, we have integrated other companies into our business, and will be easy to integrate into yours. And then finally, and this is simple mathematics, the bigger you are, the better. So take a company doing 5 million in sales for 10% profit, and 10 million in sales at 10% profit, and 20 million in sales at 10% profit. Well, the bigger you are, the more the multiple of that 10% profit is as the company grows. But it gets better. It gets better because the larger the company, the larger the multiple, all other things being equal. So the $5 million company will sell for a lower multiple of earnings than a $15 million company, which will sell for a lower multiple than a $30 million company, and so on. You get a double benefit. Not only are you bigger, but you get a higher multiple when it is your turn to exit. So again, this is John Martinka. I thank you for listening. It's the top 10 reasons why to consider growth by acquisition. Again, from the book, Company Growth by Acquisition Makes Dollars and Cents. Thank you.